Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into hour number one of the live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. Johnson on the line in Connecticut on the Amplifier line. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to call in with the update about the contest.
Okay. First of all, for all of our listeners just tuning in who weren't necessarily listening last Friday, what is the contest, and do they have time to enter?
No. Well, yes, actually, they do. Not for what's gone on for this past week. Over the past week, over at dig.freetalklive.com, which is our sort of profile on Dig for podcasts, people can go over and interact on dig.com, which is a... They describe themselves as a social news bookmarking website, which is essentially people vote on news articles from all over the web, and they the most popular stories are what make the front page of
Dig. It's a pretty neat concept, because instead of your traditional sort of top-down news situation where you're watching TV news, for instance, the news editor at Fox News is the one person who decides what you get to see that night. On Dig.com, you have as much say as anybody else. So you can post a story, and then if other people like it, they will dig it up, and therefore it'll become more popular. More people will see it, more people will dig it up, and then more people will see it, and so on. Or if people don't like it, they'll either ignore it or even they'll give it a thumbs down, in which case it won't have much of a chance of going anywhere.
Exactly. And the other thing that's nice about that is that if there are like six or seven versions of a news story that are posted on the various, you know, MSNBC, Fox, wherever, Drudge, you know, who knows, all from all over the internet, the best one will get selected. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, best is sort of subjective, but the one where maybe it has a picture of the video or, you know, some pithy writing, something like that. So, some sort of clever way of actually displaying that story to its users. And one of the things that Dig has done, actually a while back, they added a podcast section, and each and every podcast has a section for each one of their shows that can be dug up. And the podcast itself can be dug up, and also comments made on each episode per a podcast can be dug up. So if you go to dig.freetalklive.com, that's what you see. You
right.
see our section on dig.com, our little slice of Dig. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to say, you know, drive some people to comment on our podcast and sort of get people involved in that community. And, well... the winner of the most comment, the most dug comment, unfortunately, is me. But that doesn't mean... and I won with a whopping 3 digs. Now, here's why. What happened is, this is sort of a misjudgment on my step, is that, of course, our listeners want a T-shirt. So they are being cutthroat. They're digging all the other comments down other than their own. So I've seen sort of comments go, you know, be up and then get dug down. And just sort of everyone's floating around 1 and 0 and -2. And
so perhaps the contest was not structured as it should have been.
No, definitely not. So what I did, and this is, you know, I'm willing to actually float a little bit more of my own money for this. Actually, I'm going to put up for grab 2 more T-shirts. And here's what I've done. I decided a different way to judge the contest. And I'm not going to say what it is. What I am going to say is, you better stop digging other people down, because I figured out a way to get around that. And... so I've changed the way I'm judging the contest, and since I've changed that way that I'm judging the contest, there is a clear winner for this week. I'm not going to announce who that is yet. I'm going to let the contest roll for another week, at which, you know, next Saturday I will give out another T-shirt, including the one to the winner from this week, but I'm not going to announce that yet. I want to see how things go. Then the other thing that
okay, wait, hold on. So do people have to do anything differently this time around? They're not supposed to dig people's comments down or bury them.
I'm not going to say that. I can't control people's behavior. We're a libertarian show. Do what you want. Do whatever you want. I'm just not going
to
say how.
Do you think that's fair to not give them the actual contest parameters?
Oh, I'll explain it at the end of the contest. It is fair. I'm just not going to say what it is right now. Mm. And hey, we don't have to be fair.
What are the things they should? But what are the things they should do to win the contest? Like
participate.
And that means to what? A comment on the episodes.
Make a comment, and try to get digs for your own comment.
Gotcha.
That's the way. That's still going to be generally the way to win the contest. If you want to try and be underhanded while you're doing that, I can't control you. But. That may not necessarily win you. That may not necessarily help you win.
Got it. So people can go to dig.freetalklive.com. They can leave as many comments as they like on as many episodes as they like. And then they'll either be dug up or dug down, and they can dig up or dig down any of the comments that they like or dislike.
Yeah, I would just suggest, you know, you follow the initial the letter of the law, I guess, or the idea of the contest, which is, to go participate and try and say something that's going to get you digs.
And this is not a bad little prize. I mean, this is essentially a $27, $30 value, basically, because our shirts are like $17.76 at store.freetalklive.com. And there's a nice little selection of them. You could
plus
have any
shipping.
One. Yeah, plus like $10 shipping. So you can have any one of the shirts, correct?
Right.
All right, cool. Anything else to cover?
No, that doesn't include hoodies. Now,
right,
that's not
a shirt.
Right, that's not a shirt. However, if the same person wins twice in a row, I might extend a hoodie offer to that person.
That's fair. That's fair.
But now that's the first two t-shirts, because there's one who, you know, this person who I'm not announcing who has already won for this week, and we'll see what happens this coming week. And then what I want to do, and this one's going to be a little bit harder, this is a rolling contest. Because I know that our listeners now are going to be cutthroat and be jerks to one another and try and dig each other down, this is how I'm definitely going to stop that, hopefully. I'm going to put out a bounty of a comment on our show. If you can reach and maintain for some amount of time a comment with 25 digs or more, so this one I'm putting out a number. If you can reach 25 digs on one of your comments and hold it there for, I guess, 24 hours, I will give another t-shirt.
Okay. That's a lot of parameters. So basically, they should go out and participate, and it's over the next week is what you're going to do. So you sure that's not too short of a time period for 25?
No. Over the next week is just for this next t-shirt that I'm giving out. And that's why I'm saying that there's two more.
Okay. And then when's the other one going to end? Is that like a month long or what?
Whenever it happens. It's 25 days.
Oh, okay. So whoever gets to 25 first is what you're saying will win that one.
And hold it for 24 hours.
Got it.
Which is going to be hard, because if you get to 25 digs, you can bet that there's probably just going to be a bunch of jerks that are just going to dig your comment down. So you better be getting more than 25 digs.
I don't know if they're jerks. They're just being competitive. It's just a friendly competition.
Yeah, they're just trying to bring down the person who has probably rightfully said something that, you know, had a lot of people supporting them.
Yeah, very good. Hey, thanks for being for putting your own money on the line for this, and good luck to our digging participants out there. Remember, you want to go to dig.freetalklive.com to take part in this contest. You do need a dig account in order to dig things up or down, but that's totally free, and they respect your privacy and all that good stuff, right?
And of course, yes, absolutely. And of course, dig our show while you're there too. That's, you know, part of the point is to get people involved, and also to get people, you know, digging the show as well, because we want to get more attention.
Good deal, Johnson. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Good night,
sir.
800-259-9231. We haven't done a contest on Free Talk Live in forever.
I'm so confused by this contest that was just explained that I'm not sure that it counts.
Really? You know, if you're confused, Mark, I've told you on the show before, you're supposed to ask questions, because if you're confused, there's a good chance someone else out there is confused.
Okay.
What part is confusing to you?
Well, I know that you're supposed to go to dig.com, register.
No, you go to dig.freetalklive.com, and then you comment on our episodes and dig them up.
And don't vote down everybody else's friend.
Well, Johnson's saying that's probably a bad idea. You can do it if you want to. 800-259-9231. See, it's not that confusing. San Francisco continuing gun owner persecution. We'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anish from Midas, August 24th, 2007. Gold, 660, 90 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for 682, 28, 336, 65 for half, 168, 33 per quarter. That's 682, 828, 336, 65, 168, 33.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them for free right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their little special services. We do all of that stuff for free and more. It's all there at freetalklive.com. And you also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for liberty in your lifetime and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. San Francisco is at it again. You remember about a year and a half ago, I think?
Has it been that long?
I don't know. I just make numbers up. I don't remember.
But let's hope not on the statistics you read.
It was a little while back. San Francisco had passed a law that was intending to disarm all of its citizens within city limits, except for the police, of course.
Yeah.
And so if you were a handgun owner in the city of San Francisco, you either had to turn in your gun or
move.
Leave the city. And luckily, the Supreme Court of California was challenged. I think it went to, maybe it was district court. Anyway, it was challenged and it was overturned by one of the upper courts in California.
Can you imagine the Second Amendment still has that kind of strength?
Well, luckily for the people of California, but their quest to disarm you if you live in the San Francisco area is not over. In fact, they're at it again.
I have loved these victim disarmament stories. It's so ludicrous that somebody is, the only people that are going to give up their guns are the good citizens. The people that you want to not have guns, the bad guys,
yeah,
they're not going to give up their guns.
Yeah, can you imagine they've got one of those gun buyback, turn in your guns, we won't ask any questions style things. And can you just imagine a line of gangbangers standing there?
Yeah.
Please. Like that's going to happen. Michael Hampton at HomelandStupidity.us reporting. After a humiliating defeat for an attempt to completely ban honest people from owning firearms, San Francisco's mayor, Gavin Newsom, 2 weeks ago signed local legislation requiring gun owners in the city to keep their firearms locked up in boxes or with trigger locks. The law also requires, so that way you can have your gun, but if you need it, you can't really get to it too easily. The law also requires the city's few...
Apparently they only want people that are going to commit premeditated murder to have guns, apparently.
Right. The law also requires the city's few remaining gun dealers to turn over a complete inventory of their firearms to the police every 6 months.
Now, why would people be, how in the world could you be a gun dealer in San Francisco if they've outlawed guns?
Well, they haven't yet outlawed guns.
They're trying.
Right.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it very... They don't want these gun dealers there. Obviously, they're trying to burden them with as many regulations and as much paperwork as they possibly can to encourage them to go away. Which I wouldn't blame them if they did. Anyway, they want a complete inventory of the firearms every 6 months, and it is now illegal to possess or sell firearms on city and county property, which means that, for instance, gun shows that might have taken place at a city hall of some sort no longer will be allowed. The new requirements on honest gun owners will do virtually nothing, of course, to stop criminals from obtaining or using guns, and even the measure's sponsors admitted this. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, officials didn't say how they plan to enforce the lockbox and trigger lock requirements, but the district attorney said that once people are aware of the new law, they are going to follow it. I doubt the police are happy about this, says Mr. Hampton. They know that guns in the hands of honest citizens is one of the best deterrents to crime. Now they're going to be put in a position.
It really is. Look, it's the people that are... The cops aren't going to show up. The cops aren't there to protect you. They are not there to protect you. Unfortunately, that's just not the way things are. In the real world, when something bad happens, cops are called, and they come and they clean up the mess.
But you'd be surprised,
they are
though.
Rarely there to stand in the, to catch a bullet for you. So it's the armed citizenry that's really what deters criminals.
Well, while there are a significant number of police officers that understand that an armed population is a desirable thing to have, believe it or not, there are a decent number of them that are favor of this sort of gun control. I mean, otherwise, how would they have found police officers during Hurricane Katrina to go around and confiscate firearms?
I don't know. I mean, I wonder whether some people are just following orders or what they're doing. It baffles me.
He says, let's see, the Bookworm Room says there are only two ways to enforce it. The first is house-to-house searches of gun owners, which sounds mighty unconstitutional. The second is to go after gun owners after they've used their guns.
That would be the way.
If the gun owners use their guns illegally in the first place, it will simply layer on another charge to the indictment.
Right.
However,
if somebody uses a gun illegally, we have laws to handle that.
However, what you can easily foresee is a situation in which a legal gun owner legally defends himself against a robber, only to be prosecuted afterwards for having his gun
available. A woman stops a rape by shooting her, attempted rapist.
Charge that woman! She's a criminal!
Ludicrous.
With only 50,000 registered firearms, according to Hampton, and a city of 750,000 and dropping, the city's gun ownership rate is well below average for the country. And perhaps this persecution of honest gun owners who just want to keep themselves safe from criminals has something to do with the steady exodus of people from the city. To add insult to injury, Newsom's also trying to stop the annual gun show held at the state-owned Cow Palace. In a letter to the governor, Newsom and District Attorney Kamala Harris said the gun show contributes to the flow of illegal guns into the city, without, of course, anything resembling evidence. According to the Chronicle, they admitted to having no direct proof, but said they have heard countless stories from neighbors about guns, including AK-47s and sawed-off shotguns, being illegally sold in the adjacent public housing developments and in the arena's parking lot during gun shows. Bob Templeton, president of the Utah-based Crossroads of the West Gun Show, disputed that claim, saying he's asked officials with the Daly City Police Department, the Cow Palace Management, and the Department of Justice whether they know of any illegal gun sales that have ever taken place at the shows, and they all said no, according to him. He also added the show has come to the arena for 23 years, and there have never been any arrests or charges filed against anyone for selling illegal guns there.
It's interesting how the politicians want to stop people who are clearly buying guns voluntarily.
This is
their constituency, right?
Presumably. I mean, I'm sure a few people come in from the outskirt areas to go to the gun show.
I don't know. It doesn't the Second Amendment say that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed?
It does say that.
How can they do this?
Can you explain that? 800-259-9231, if you are a gun controller, perhaps you can answer Mark's question. Because my only answer for you, Mark, is, well, they've got a bunch of guns and they're not afraid to use them. Maybe that's how they can do it. They're the government, and they're scary. So they're sort of just forcing people to do things they don't want to do, which is what government's great at. Government's good at forcing you to do things you don't want to do, and also forcing you to not do things you do want to do, like go to a gun show and buy a gun. Or just look at them. You can't do that now either. The illegal gun sales take place in neighborhoods around the Cow Palace, but not actually at the gun show. A victim disarmament advocate said California requires background checks and a 10-day waiting period for firearms purchases, including at gun shows. But that's not the dumbest thing of all. Brothers Against Guns, the Bayview Hunters Point Group and Central American Resource Center in the Mission conducted surveys of youth asking them the best way to end gun violence. The idea of shutting down gun shows was mentioned again and again. Youth who've never studied the issue and know virtually nothing about it, except for the lies that these gun grabbers feed them in school, are driving crime policies. California can't fall into the ocean soon enough. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, let's not flush all of California just because San Francisco's a little nutty.
You know, it would be nice.
The politicians in San Francisco.
It would be nice if guns would just disappear tomorrow, if all of them would just disappear in a puff of smoke.
Right, but if there was one left, that guy would rule the world.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. Are you in favor of gun control? We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mike.
Mike.
I'm sorry, my voice is just cracked.
Your name's Mark, actually.
I
edit. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation, limited liability company, a will, or a living trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
San Francisco's at it again, not trying to ban guns entirely this time, but still stepping in that direction, requiring all gun dealers to turn over a complete inventory of their firearms to the police every 6 months, making it illegal to possess or sell firearms on city and county property, requiring gun owners who live in the city to keep their firearms locked up in boxes and with trigger locks. That way they can be easily victimized by any criminals who would not be obeying those laws. And of course, I would love to hear from someone who supports these gun control laws. 800-259-9231. And whenever I read a story like this,
those people never, ever, ever call.
It's an indefensible position.
It absolutely is.
So I don't blame them for cowering in the corner in their little houses where their cars and being scared to call Free Talk Live on this issue. Because, well, you know, the laws are moving in their direction anyway, right? I mean, they just have to sit back and watch and cheer on the bureaucrats when they come up with these ideas. Laws, they don't have to actually contribute anything.
Laws are always going to move in the direction of tyranny because legislators must, by their nature, legislate.
Mm.
So in the same way that car salesmen must sell cars and, you know, carpenters must hammer nails, legislators must legislate. So more laws means less freedom.
You know, whenever I read stories about these sorts of new controls on our freedom, I always feel good about where I live.
I am so glad to be living in New Hampshire. We, you and I, Mark, we were out today at the Live Free or Die Festival in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, which is a little town just to the southeast of where we live.
Mm-hmm. It was packed full of people.
I was surprised. There was people from old age all the way to very young mm-hmm. at this little festival. There was music and food and everything. And there were at least, from what I saw, three people open carrying firearms.
I saw some people open carrying, yes.
Can you imagine how that would have gone over in California?
Well, you know, New Hampshire's gun laws and the ability to open carry are great. I'm not going to diminish that. But I would say that New Hampshire's behind in some states. For instance, in Florida, if you're threatened on the street, you don't have to retreat in order to use a firearm.
That's true.
Whereas in New Hampshire, somehow you have to retreat against, get your back against a wall. I don't know
it's
exactly.
It's not perfect here, but it's certainly better than California.
That much.
It's one of the most free, gun-free, not, that's not the right term.
But
it's,
in Florida, you'll never see somebody open carrying a gun.
That's true. It's one of the most liberty-oriented states in regards to gun carrying in the entire country. I think it's only beaten out by Alaska and Vermont. As far as in Vermont, you don't even need a permit to carry concealed.
I may be wrong on this, but I believe in Vermont that a convicted felon can carry a gun.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
How are we doing there in my cold, dead hands?
Yes, sir. So
Katrina and that, they went in there and even in dry spots took their guns away and they never gave them back.
Right. I mean, how in the world would they give them back? You know, once they go and confiscate these weapons, they throw them in the back of a truck or something. And
no,
they don't
take them.
Right. But then once they've confiscated them, they throw them in the back of the truck. I don't know where.
Yeah, and then they gather around and pick them out for themselves and take them
home.
Well,
that's right. And, in a lot of places, you know, that you found out the cops were selling them that. They had one here just going to jail for it here in Idaho.
Figures.
But the thing about it is, and this, have you heard of SPP?
Yeah, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, that may involve some sort of a North American union, at least rumored.
The thing about it is they had that meeting up in Canada, you know, and I was tied into where I could hear Dr. Corsi, you know, when he called in for his reports. And they're also on YouTube now. They got a video of him showing where the cops infiltrated into this, you know, peaceful protesters and that and trying to cause trouble.
Yeah, the cops had three undercover guys, they had bandanas on, and they were in this peaceful protest, picking up rocks and threatening violence against the police.
Right, they were undercover police.
That's
threatening
exactly
the police.
Right.
They're provocateurs, and
amazingly, they had the same boots on as the police that they were throwing rocks at.
That
yeah,
was
I've
just
seen that,
incredibly stupid.
It's all part of a PSYOP's plan to get your guns away from you, and the thing about they're doing now is they've hired 26,000 preachers. You know, a lot of them have the 501(c)s where if they don't do it, they'll take their church away from them because they're Texas exempt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I've talked to three preachers myself, and it is a fact.
And so, what are they doing with the preachers? I've gotten the story, but we haven't reported on it on this show yet.
Well, you need to. What they did is Homeland Security and that, and the FBI and that has hired 26,000 preachers in the United States to take the people, you know, and say, oh, now be good and turn your guns in, you know, and everything will be fine.
Right. As I understood it, the story was that if martial law comes down, or you could say, I suppose, when martial law comes down to America, they have gotten these preachers on the side of the state in order to encourage people to just obey. And, you know, it's God's word to follow the government, so therefore you should do whatever the nice military people say you should do.
It's God's word to follow a godly government. Not a corrupt government, which we
have. I don't believe in God, so I could care less what God says.
Nor do you believe in government.
Nor do I believe in government, exactly. Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 to the phones to Steve in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
I live in Indianapolis, Indiana. I work as a private armed contractor for Homeland Security. And I got to say, we're the first state to have a lifetime gun permit. It's like $100. You can get a lifetime gun permit. As long as you follow the law, you keep that gun permit. You don't have to go back every 4 years and get fingerprinted and do all that.
Now, what does this gun permit allow you to do? Simply possess the gun? Can you carry it concealed? Can you carry it on your hip?
You can carry it concealed or on your hip, but most people realize it's smart enough to keep it concealed. You don't want to be a target, obviously, but basically, you know, you can carry it anywhere but school property and
God knows we wouldn't want to protect the kids.
Yeah, and that doesn't make any sense to me. And I just don't understand this whole thing. It's it's amazing to me because, like you said before, the police can't be everywhere. I've worked in law enforcement.
Yeah.
And had situations as a private citizen where I've had physical contact. Well, I've been in fear of my life. And if I hadn't had my gun, I probably would have been in the hospital or dead or robbed or you know, whatever. But luckily I didn't have to kill anyone, but it was a deterrent. And I'll tell you this much. If it comes down to it, no matter who ends up as the president and what kind of laws are instated, if I become a criminal by the fact that I'm going to carry my gun everywhere I go regardless, that's the bottom line. And, you know, I'd love to move to New Hampshire. I just don't really like the cold, and it's bad enough here in Indiana.
Oh, I don't think it's that much colder in New Hampshire than it is in Indianapolis.
Really?
But, no way.
Yeah, I think, you know, no matter what laws are put on the books when it comes to this kind of issue, I'm going to carry my gun, and I'm going to protect my family. I mean,
what if they pass? Wait a minute. What if they pass a law, and it may not be likely in Indiana, but in theory, what if they pass a law that says, "Well, you know what? We've decided to confiscate all firearms, and we'll be coming house to house to do that over the next 5 weeks." What would you do when they knocked on your door?
Well, more than likely, they wouldn't find my guns in my house at that point if I knew that was coming.
Right.
And otherwise, if they did, I mean, I'd have to protect my family. And get them out, but then they're not going to have my guns. I mean, that's tyranny. I mean, that is exactly what our forefathers fought for. I mean, if you look back at during that time, one of the biggest issues was the fact that British wanted to confiscate guns.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing that you're talking about now. If it comes to that, then I think if you really look at it, the people in this country will totally, I mean, just, it won't be good. I mean, people will not deal with that well.
Most of the people in...
How come the people... I just wonder. I'm not trying to debate you here. How come the people in San Francisco, they have to be like Americans if they're not Americans. How come they don't rise up?
Well, you know what? San Francisco technically is only like 7 miles square. I mean, the actual area is bigger, but the technical area of San Francisco where these laws are taking place, the county's bigger, but San Francisco is a very small little city. I don't know. I think there's just a lot of liberal people out there that...
They don't know any better. They don't realize what they're doing to themselves, and hopefully they won't pay the price for it. Thanks for the call, Steve. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. The live Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should go shopping with us at store.freetalklive.com. If you were tuned in at the beginning of the hour, we mentioned there's our T-shirts. That's just one of the products we have at our store. Free Talk Live branded shirts. We also have the Free Marketeer shirt. We've got hoodies. We've got, let's see, we've got hats, a variety of hats, as a matter of fact. Great stuff. Great quality products as well. DVD Classic Archive, collector sets, lighter bottle opener combo. It's all there and more at store.freetalklive.com. Great place to get your shopping done. Get some cool Free Talk Live gear. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, Kathy in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Good. What's on your mind, Kathy?
Well, I heard you talking earlier about people rising up and the citizens rising up and speaking out, and I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for having me on and just make a quick point about some of the work that we're doing here in Florida in terms of challenging no-fault divorce laws.
Now, what is a no-fault divorce law?
Well, I think it's a great question because probably most citizens don't really know what it is. Most people think it's all about it's nobody's fault, but
sounds right.
It's really about the state invoking their police power when one person does not want to succumb to the divorce and break down their family. The no-fault divorce is really divorce on demand, and whether one partner wants it or not, it doesn't matter.
What's the point in keeping somebody in a marriage that they don't want to be in? I mean, can't they just move out?
Well, it's much more important to think about the bigger process, which is about the system that was pitched to the American people about no-fault divorce, which was that it was sold to the legislators as a mutual consent process. And so, essentially, when there were fault grounds, people had to come up with a ground for divorce.
So when you were when you wanted a divorce, you had to have a reason, like she won't have sex with me anymore, or she beats me, or something like that.
The grounds were something along the lines of adultery or mental cruelty, and a group of
You couldn't just say I don't like her anymore. That wasn't good.
That wasn't a ground. But today it is. But today, under irretrievable breakdown standards, you can say that I don't like the color of my husband's hair or my wife's eye color. And the reality is that under no-fault divorce, there is no judicial, the courts don't really function in judicial process because...
I don't think I want the courts telling me whether or not I can be married, though.
Well, the courts really shouldn't be involved in matters related to marriage. That's a good point. It's a very private matter, and the courts, the state should really not be involved in personal private matters.
So, what are you trying to get to happen, Kathy? Exactly, what's your goal here?
Well, I think what's important is that the American people know that what no fault is really all about, which is that it is about a unilateral, no fault divorce is a unilateral divorce process, which means that it's one person that wants to opt out, and the other party cannot stop the divorce action.
Why would you want to stop that? I mean, why, as somebody who obviously your husband or your wife, your spouse, has decided they don't want to be with you for whatever the reason, whether they don't like, you know, your hair, or they just found somebody else that's better, or whatever the reason is, why would you want to stay with a person like that?
Good question. Well, let me give you a few responses to that. First of all, we know that the research is undeniable today that divorce is very, very damaging to children. The children are put at incredible risks for all sorts of problems, academic failures, emotional problems.
What if they don't have kids?
Well, hold on. The research also shows that children that are in bad marriages are not
damaged,
particularly healthy either.
The research is that when children come from high conflict families, that the parties breaking up is in the best interest of the children. However, the majority of cases in which there is a divorce action, the families are in mild conflict.
Right. They'll just live lives of quiet desperation, like my parents did. It sucked.
Well, and divorce is intergenerational.
What does that mean?
The children are exposed to incredible risks, and this is the point. No one should be bound to stay together if they're not happy. That's one piece.
Okay.
But when no fault was pitched, it was pitched to the American people as a mutual consent process with conciliation efforts. In fact, in California, they had what was called conciliation courts that were most successful before they were voluntary. So, in other words, when you went to file for divorce, a chief justice out there in California, Justice Burke, said, "You know what? We have a conciliation court. Come."
Was that like mediation of some sort?
No. Mediation is nothing more than what's called a settlement negotiation. It's the bigger scam than no fault
divorce. What does conciliation mean then? What does that mean?
Mediation is nothing more than what's called settlement negotiation.
I understand. What happens with the conciliation courts? What is the purpose of those?
The purpose of conciliation courts back in the 60s and 70s was to help couples that were in crisis. As a clinical psychologist, which is what I am, many people use the courts inappropriately. Their marriage is in a crisis, and they have no other place to go, no other solution, so they think the divorce is the solution. When they get a divorce, especially if there's children, I would happen to say probably 80% of the litigation today in family courts is related to child custody.
You know, Kathy, I have to say that I understand where it is you're coming from.
Right, like, you want to do good things for children, but I'm concerned. What about people that have children that aren't married? Should they be forced to get married or at least have to go to some kind of conciliation? Because children certainly aren't exclusive to marriage these days. I think what the real problem is welfare, is that we give people money, we incentivize them to have children out of wedlock, and these are the people that probably damage their children the most.
Well, I think the other problem is government marriage in the first place, because I see what you're doing. You're trying to change the system so, in your mind, it will work better for the kids. And,
well,
you know,
that's
honorable, Kathy, but I feel like you're focusing on the wrong issue. And the real issue, in my opinion, is government marriage, because if it weren't for government marriage, then marriage would only simply be an agreement between two individuals. Do you think the government should be involved in handing out marriage licenses?
I think that the government should not be involved in private matters related to relationships and family.
I would agree.
Absolutely not.
So why are you fighting a symptom? It seems like you're fighting one of the symptoms of government's involvement in marriage instead of fighting the actual government involvement, which is the root cause of the problem.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing, fighting the root.
Okay.
The other piece that most people don't realize is that the government has an incentive to break down families. I mean, it's not a unidimensional issue. The issue is.
Kathy?
Hello.
The issue is, should the government be involved in private matters pertaining to family? That's one piece.
The answer is absolutely not.
How is the government incentivized to break down families?
The government is involved because once you have a marriage license, you're essentially saying that you're inviting the government into...
I would agree.
The government is a third party.
Exactly, and that's what needs to change.
The other piece that's most significant for people to know is this. That the government, now that the government is involved, and most people don't realize when they get a marriage license because they're in this total honeymoon bliss, mm-hmm. that it invites the state to be a third party into your family. The other piece that is most significant is the government, the states have an incentive to get people divorced because for every dollar that is issued from the child support orders, the federal government gives a kickback to the states, approximately 7 cents per dollar on the child support order.
That figures. Kathy, thank you for the information. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate it, and good luck with your crusade there.
Thank you so much.
800-259-9231. And I'm glad she understands that the root cause of the problem is the government in the first place. You know, if government wasn't involved in marriage and handing out these pieces of paper called marriage licenses, which essentially, as she said, makes them a third party to your agreement between you and your loved one, which means that they rule over any sort of proceedings that go on ever, you know, from that point on, you want to get divorced, you have to go through the government, follow the government's absurd rules, jump through their hoops, fill out their paperwork, and do whatever other things they, you know, jump, touch your toes, do some high kicks.
You have to tell them your race when you get married. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. So that needs to go away. And if we could actually get the government out of marriage, it would end a lot of problems. There would all of a sudden be no more debate about the whole gay marriage issue. That one would just be flushed down the toilet, because if there was no government marriage license or no government privileges granted to those who are married, then anybody could go and get married as long as they could find someone to marry them.
Right.
So you could go to the Unitarian Church, and they're going to marry you if you're a gay couple. No problem.
They'll marry you if you're straight, too.
Exactly. That's the way it should be.
I go to one.
800-259-9231. Justin in Maryland wants to tell us how Congress is trying to ban free speech. Hopefully he'll be patient. We'll talk to him after the news. And also on the way, two tragic drug war stories involving people over the age of 85. Ugh, this is so sad. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.